Asked Didier the tough question. Did you were the one who asked Didier the tough question?
Yes. Yeah, I want to say if there is there are not responsible people, but who can you tell did a bad job about that?
It's not easy because they're also partners.
Okay.
In the production, and I think that they didn't think about an older, they could show it in the evenings, you know, they could have found a way to show it not just in the mornings and the afternoon, but also to have some shows in the evenings for the older audience, because I think there's a second audience now for animation after things like the Triplets of Belleville and Persepolis that might be interested in our movie, not just kids, you know. So that's where I think we could have released it for more. And also I think it would have been interesting to see how the project would have performed in France if it was in more cinemas. I know it's more risky for a distributor, but if it's more easy to find. I had a lot of emails from people who said, I want to see your movie, but I can't find it. I don't know where it is, because it was only in small cinemas. So I'm not sure if I blame anybody. It's just maybe something to learn for the future.
They were, they didn't want to take a risk about that, or what?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know the reasons behind that. I mean, I'm the director, you should speak with me.
Yeah, sure.
But for me, the thing is that what I hope and what I believe about this film, and I believed it from the start, that it's not something that's going to take the door off the hinges with crowds trying to find it to go. It's not Shrek, you know. It's something that for the next 20 years it exists, and because we made it in a style that's very unique and very old-fashioned, people can discover it over a long time. So I'm not worried. I think it will have a long life.
I hope so. So let's speak about the technical questions.
Yeah, sure.
What kind of techniques do you use for the
mostly hand-drawn for the characters. Mainly hand-drawn for the characters, and the backgrounds were mostly hand-painted. But we use, of course, computers a lot, and every program you can imagine, but always trying to find a way to keep it looking handmade, you know. So for the Crom Cruach sequence and for the Viking attack, we use computer animation a little bit more.
And what about the music?
The music?
Yes, I really, I'm a musician, and I really love the music. I think the use of the music was really, how do you say, thinked? No, like you really thinked about that.
Yeah, we did, really. I mean, I was the overall director, but I also had an art director, Ross Stewart, who's a musician, a traditional Irish musician, and a co-director, Nora Toomey, who's very interested by music also. And she found a music from an Irish band, Keela, and we made a rough music score for the whole movie. And then this was something that inspired Bruno Coulet, the composer, and he made the music. And when he made the music, Keela arranged the music. They played the music their way. So it was a real, you know, Bruno came to Ireland and he worked with the Irish musicians in the studio, and they found their own way to do the music. So that was what was nice.
Okay.
And these guys worked on the project.
Okay, so I think that's all.